Now joining the program, Winona State head football coach Brian Bergstrom joins the show fresh off of a huge homecoming victory, 48-7 over UMary. It felt like this was the most complete game that you guys played this season, Coach. What were your takeaways from Saturday afternoon?
We'd agree. We felt like we took a step forward even from the week before, which we felt at that point was the best team win that we had had. And just think we're growing, and it's exciting to see, and we have momentum building at a key time. So we plan on using it.
I asked a similar question last week when we spoke, but what's been the change or the turnaround that you've seen with both sides of the football to where you're getting this complete and complementary football team week in and week out over the last 2 weeks, to be specific?
I think we obviously made a tangible, very visible change on offense in terms of our starting quarterback, and that has something to do with it, I think, but certainly not all of it. Changing one player doesn't change everything, and nor was the quarterback position, you know, probably the main reason that we weren't playing as good as we could. We just felt like we needed to make a change a couple weeks ago to try something different, to create a spark, and it certainly did on offense. And I think all the sides of the ball play off of each other, so when one's having positive energy, it helps the other side. When the offense is controlling the ball so well, it helps our defense and motivates them to go out and do their best. But I think overall, we haven't changed a whole lot, like, of how we've practiced or how we've approached our opponent. We believe in our process, so that hasn't really changed a ton. I think the main thing that's changed is we've loosened up a little bit as a team. I think we've played just more loose and confident, just intentionally just tried to have more fun and joy, and whether it's meetings and practice or game or travel, and just not be, felt like we were uptight and like trying to be perfect, and the game's not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. Just play. And that's been the message the last few weeks, and our guys have kind of taken it and ran with it, and we're going to plan on continuing that.
Obviously, you guys have shown a better product than those first couple of weeks. And you know, you can go back to that Concordia game, and you guys were sort of firing all cylinders, certainly on the ground game. But the quarterback change, yes. Have you put any thought into, well, we got through a gauntlet and we looked better throughout the gauntlet, but now we're getting these easier opponents, for lack of a better term. But what's that sort of thought process like when it's like, okay, we have Duluth coming up, we have Augustana coming up, how can we get this same production against an objectively speaking better football team?
Yeah, I think it's human nature to kind of put an identity on a team, whether they're good or they're bad, or how hard that game's going to be, or how hard this game's going to be. And the reality is, everything that we have focused on has been like internal, like inside our walls, about how we approach the game. And this league is more balanced than I've ever seen it. So the bottom teams are super close to the top teams. And so I don't know that there's as dramatic of a difference from game to game, week, or, you know, week to week, as maybe there used to be. All I know is that, we're a good football team, and we're going to play a good football team this week. And we'll worry about the upcoming opponents later. But will it be a great test on the road and kind of see where we're at against a team that you could say has a better record, you know, than the last team that we play? Yeah, it's going to be. And our guys are excited, and so are the coaches.
Speaking with head football coach of Winona State, Brian Bergstrom. Coach, we're a couple of days removed now from the win. I assume you're already on to Augustana, which I do want to get to. But before I do, what has been the message after these couple of wins? And you've sort of shown this ability to go in the right direction for the remainder of the season. Is the message different at all than it was from week one to now?
I think what we tried a few weeks back, we tried to, you know, remind ourselves. So is maybe we didn't play our best against, certainly against Wayne and Northern. And we felt like we shot ourselves in the foot, but yet we were within a drive, just go drive and score and win the game, one score games. So we knew we weren't far off. We knew it was a lot of it was self-imposed. So even at that time, we're like, we could very easily be not a 1-3 team, but a 3-1 team, you know? Mm-hmm. And right now you change a couple and you could be a 5-1 team. So I think what we have made it easier to believe in ourselves, because that's what winning does, when the result goes your way. But I think the message moving forward is don't stop being us now. Don't do something different because it's Augustana and they're a good team and they went to the playoffs last year and all these things. We just got to keep being us, keep building on this momentum, really focusing on how we respond to different situations. And I think the takeaway battle and the special teams is going to be very critical this week. So those are things that we've been focusing on. And I think those are areas that we've played better in the last couple of weeks. We've taken the football away a ton. We've protected the football and we've played well on special teams. So we got to continue those things.
Looking ahead to Augustana, you hit the road. There's a couple of things that go into that with the hotels and the travel, but nothing you guys haven't done before. What's the focus on the field as you head into practice this week and you get into the preparations for Augustana come Saturday afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like I mentioned earlier, we haven't necessarily changed our approach in terms of practice. Like, we take a ton of pride in how we practice. Not just what we're doing, but how we're doing it, why we're doing it. Everything has a reason. Try to create a competitive environment, a fun environment. Football is a tough enough game. You got to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. But also be very specific in what we're prepping for. So, and then we're in the seventh week of the season now, so we're starting to shrink practice down. Like, we don't practice as long at the end of the year as we do at the beginning. So it's starting that kind of tapering process of the length of practice. So I think these things are coming to a head, and I think it just, the emphasis of how important every rep is at practice is magnified now, because you're just out there for a shorter amount of time. You got to get more work done in less time. And so working like we have been doing, have a plan, work the plan, have high effort, let's be efficient, have fun, and be prepared by a Saturday morning to go take the field against Augustana. And that's one thing I am confident in our team and our coaches. On game day, we've been ready. Like, we have been ready to play and we have known what to do. Now, have we always done it as well as we need to win every game? No, we haven't. Obviously we're 3-3. So, but when Saturday comes, that's all you can control, is that you're ready to play. And then you're going to go play a game. Mm-hmm. It's an oddly shaped ball with imperfect humans and imperfect coaches and imperfect refs. And so that's why you got to play every game, and it's not played on, the analytics of the computer. It's played by, two teams with a bunch of guys that want to win. And mm-hmm. That's why we do it. So looking forward to it. And it's special to me because I spent 5 years at Augustana. Mm-hmm. So whenever we play Augie, Coach Oshevsky, the head coach there, is one of my best friends and biggest mentors. And so it's a unique week that way, but we cheer for each other other weeks. And then we don't cheer for each other this week, obviously.
Speaking with head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom, you alluded to my next question there. Obviously, you have this great familiarity with the Augie Vikings, and you know what they've ran over the years, and you've been there, like you mentioned. But looking at them today, it's this, spread type offense. They can run the football. They can pass the football. How do you think your guys stack up defensively going against an offense that averages nearly 28 points a game?
I think really well. I think we saw what our defense can do in a number of games, but certainly Moorhead that was averaging more points than that, and shut them down. I think what you're seeing now is our defense playing fast. They know what to do, know how to do it, know why we do it. And I don't know how many points we're going to give up, but I think we stack up nicely against Dagestana. I think, 2 years ago we beat him here, and then last year we got out to we started the game well, and they obviously came back and won. But I think it's a good matchup both ways. It's going to be a good football game.
If you had one key to the game that you're emphasizing throughout practice and into Saturday, what would that be?
Be us. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is don't change because of who we're playing. And that's the 1-0 mindset, the 1-0 mantra is just be your best where your feet are. So today is our first, main practice of the week, Tuesday. And we just got to be our best. Be us, be our best. Utilize this momentum we have going. And you do that and you stack days all week long, and then Saturday we go play. But the only people we're good at being is ourselves. Like, we can't be somebody else. So let's go be the best version of ourselves.
That's Brian Bergstrom, head football coach for the Winona State Warriors. As always, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this Saturday, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jake.